Introducing the Two-Way V4, where groundbreaking fuel cell technology meets fresh foam cushioning for the ultimate performance. With fuel cell, each step feels explosive, delivering unparalleled energy return. Paired with fresh foam, experience maximum comfort throughout the game. Its lightweight textile upper offers support and breathability without sacrificing agility. Whether you're hitting the clutch shot or locking down the opposition, the Two-Way V4 gives you the tools to play at a high level. Learn more and purchase the Two-Way for yourself at NewBalance.com.
So, Jamal, you went through senior activities tonight. Is there a possibility we might see you again for next year's senior night?
I have no comment on that yet. I'm gonna let that sit there on that comment, but yep. That's
Steven
it.
Hopkins promises to make you the leading scorer on the Browns.
No comment. That's funny.
This came out a little bit sluggish, and then, you know, about halfway through the first half, you guys turned it up a bit. What was going on the first 10 minutes or so?
Senior night, you know, you get that feeling of, you know, there's a lot of emotions going in the game, I would say, more than that. I mean, we have 9 seniors, I believe, and it's a lot of time playing here for some of us, like myself. There's a lot of emotions, you know. But I think, you know, we got to be a team that, you know, even though there's a lot of emotions going on in the game, we got to be solid. But that was the biggest thing the first 10 minutes. I think we had like 8 turnovers, Coach said.
Yeah, like
8 turnovers.
Eight,
that's not like us, but it was a lot of emotion in the arena, you know, just for the seniors.
What? Types of things where you're thinking about, you know, sort of with this game, or was it the past 4 years? Was it just what went through your mind?
Just everything. I think in that moment, especially getting the last or possibly last call out on the starting lineup, you feel everything. You look at the crowd a little different. You look at the bench a little different. You just feel different. So it was exciting. I think everyone had that feeling, just like, wow, can't believe it goes so fast. So I just try to appreciate every moment for sure.
Did anybody cry?
I don't think so.
No, Uno almost. He was close. Nate. Yeah, he almost did, but he kept him in. But.
Yeah, speaking of Nate, I mean, he had 13 and 16 boards again tonight.
Monster.
What, I mean, did a switch get turned on with Nate, or what are you guys seeing the difference in Nate is right now?
I always knew Nate can do this. He's confident. And we're giving him the opportunity to score like that, though, and rebound. I'm telling him, like, I'm going to find you guys, you know, mm-hmm. calling plays for him. And, I mean, I'm going to figure out what he's been eating the last week. And in Vegas, I'm going to try to figure the spots out so I can get him the right food to keep performing like this. Mm-hmm. But he's been playing out of his mind. I mean, that's what I'm used to seeing in practice. But he's showing you guys what he can do.
Sure.
When he's playing like that, Terrell, what's it do for you? What's it do for you when he's playing like that?
I can go first. It opens the lane up a little bit easier. He creates so much space. He creates a lot of attention. He's a big dude, strong dude. So he creates a lot of attention if he's playing like we know he knows how to play. And yeah, it just makes everything easier for sure.
For my
team,
that
came in, had the ultimate maybe program high, one of them last year, and now it's kind of reversed. Any kind of like a sympathetic thought towards that, because I think you guys went through that last year a little bit. What would you think about, you know, when the reverse were coming?
I'm gonna speak on our team. I think we just try to fight every game we came into. Every opportunity we had, we saw it as a new opportunity and to play in this great conference. I think that's what they did. That they just try to show every game that they can play, and sometimes they fall short. And I think that's what happened with us last year.
Jamal, have you graduated yet?
No, in the spring.
Your major again was?
Medical anthropology. It's not, it's not, it, no, it's, It's not even that crazy, no.
I didn't know what that is. I was like, what is it?
It's
are
the
dinosaurs?
It's the study of the medical study of people. So like not like like doctor stuff, but like anthropology, the study of people, and then so it's just so I can take an extra like biology class, a chemistry class. It's just that. It's not anything too special, yeah.
So you're judging us all?
No, not at all, not at all.
Hey, any idea as to what this team can do next week?
I think sky's the limit, the way we're playing right now. I mean, the last two games, I think, you know, we're one of the hottest teams going into the tournament for sure. We're playing together, we're playing defense, and we know defense wins games and championships and stuff like that. And as long as we continue to play defense, I think it's going to be hard for anybody to score. You know, we have our game plans and stuff like that, but as long as we stay together and keep believing. I mean, I've been saying believe. We've been saying believe the whole season mm-hmm. as a team, and that's what we're going to keep doing, believing in ourselves.
Does it just take a while for you guys to figure each other out, strengths and weaknesses, where you like the ball, what you can do, what you can't do? Because you guys seem to, you know, we've seen the team come in here with very little chemistry and yelling at each other, and you guys seem to have clicked. I mean, are you guys noticing that you're just coming together like that?
Yeah, I think we're coming together at a perfect time. Mm-hmm. I think we all know where we like the ball at. Yeah, I think there's the perfect time for us to come together.
I mean, you've been on different teams. You're CIU, mm-hmm. you were down at Arizona, and now you're here, you know, and happened to blend in. Is this the easiest team that you've blended into?
Yeah, for sure. I just know I know I'm going to work with a group of guys that want to win every game. It doesn't matter who scores as long as we score, you know. And it can be my night, it can be Jamal's night. As long as we get a win at the end of the day, and I guarantee everybody on this roster from top to bottom feels the same way. Mm-hmm. We just want to win games.
For sure.
Hey, just the thing that you guys did late in the first half to get the separation. It was a one-point game, and I want to see you guys finish on something like a 23-8 type of a run to mm-hmm. blow things open. What happened there?
I think for sure we just turned up our defense. I think that's what we go to when we get these big leads like this. We amp up our defense. We amp up our pressure. We rebound a little bit harder, and then we just run. We run. We get down. Everyone, TB does what he does downhill, and we try to give him space, and then, we do what we do.
Yeah, near the end, there was a sequence that I thought was maybe the coolest sequence of the season, where Emmett goes in there and winds up to throw it down and hits the iron and comes out. You catch it in the corner, throw it up, and it hits – you know, the back iron again, and Nate just came in and just
tip dunked it, yeah.
And it was just like one after the other.
Yeah, a little bit of poetry there, yeah. Just we just kept. I think that's how we've been all season, just relentless. We miss a few, we're just gonna keep going. We go back on defense, we get a few stops, and just keep going.
You, Emmett, and Nate after the game. All three of you took off your shoes, mm-hmm. the kids.
Yeah.
Is there anything up to that?
No, I was walking away, and one of the kids asked me, it's crazy because those are my favorite shoes that I gave away. It was a little sad. He asked me, and I looked down. I said, oh, I'm going to give them to him, but geez, I don't think I want to. But I signed them, gave them to him. Just, yeah, it was very tough. I wrote.
You're better than me.
Yeah.
Well, I did actually have another pair of the same shoes I had on the game.
Oh, that's
so
smart.
I went back to the locker room,
Yeah. Switched
them out.
That's really smart.
Because my shoes I have, they like my lucky shoes.
Yeah.
Like, halftime, you can see me switch shoes all the time. They know, like, in the first half, I switch shoes. So, yeah, he's a better dude than me right there. I'm sorry.
What shoes were they?
They were my all-yellow Dame Sixes, and I wrote, it was my my Kobe when he passed away. I wrote Kobe and Gigi on there. So those were a little close to heart, but they wanted them, so.
I'll send you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Say that picture, man. You got to frame it.
Frame them, yeah. That's funny.
That'll be an ad in the Times next week. I want those shoes back.
Hey, after the game, you went to half court, you bent down, and you, like, kissed the court.
Mm-hmm.
How come? Why?
being from Seattle, knowing the route it took me to get here, you know, I didn't have the best of seasons, you would say, last year at Arizona. I got a second chance, you can say a third chance in a way, from Seattle U to Arizona to here. And the coaching staff, Jamal, they all took me in. It means a lot to me, personally.
Did you guys accomplish the things that you wanted to? You know, when you came here, you wanted to just, you know, you're like fourth deal, like you want to turn things around. Did you do that?
You asking me?
Yes.
You want my honest answer? Yeah, I think we did a good enough job, you know, to put us in a great position for the tournament. But we also know the job's not done, you know. And I think you can say we proved a lot of people wrong. I mean, a lot of people thought we'll be the 12th team in the Pac-12, 13th team in the Pac-12. And standings-wise, I think we're tied 4th, 5th, or
somewhere around there.
Somewhere around there. 6th? Mm-hmm. We're 6th, okay. So we're in the upper half of the Pac-12, so, I mean, that's up for everyone else to judge.
Any more questions?
I mean, Terrell, there was a lot of games like this season where it seemed you were taking on like most of the scoring load, but tonight you guys had 4 players in double figures. It seemed like you guys were having fun out there too, sharing the ball a lot. How important is that for the tournament moving forward, and how much have you seen that improve throughout the season?
That's a big improvement. You know, we're learning every day. You know, I mean, I would say we're learning every day. We're coming together as a team even closer. And we know, like you said earlier, we know where people want their spots at, you know. Like, I want Jamal to shoot the ball. I encourage him every day. I yell at him every day, shoot the ball.
Any space.
Anytime. I don't care if he shoots 15, 20 times, shoot the ball, because I know how good of a shooter he is. Cole, same way.
Same.
All these guys, I yell at them, shoot the ball, because I know the work they put into this. So, I mean, it can be any of us our day, you know. But just playing together, staying together, that's just the biggest thing.
Hey, these guys are your 5th senior class. Guess what makes them different than the rest?
What makes them different? You know, they're unique. You know, whenever you have, like with the transfer portal, and you have new guys come in and you're trying to get them to galvanize with a group that's already been established that might not have had the success, you know, you're always worried about how that is going to work. And, you know, Jamal and Nate and Riley and Cole, they are incredible people. They're incredible leaders, and I didn't know how that was going to mesh. And then it showed the type of people like Dejan and Terrell and Emmett and PJ. They meshed like they'd known each other for 20 years. And that's a really cool thing as a coach to see. And that shows you that they're all very humble. You know, it wasn't about them. When we talked to them about coming here, it was all about like how we can get this program back to where it should be. And obviously we had some speed bumps and some different things that happen when you're new. But the thing that made them special is the type of people that they are. Not that we haven't had great teams, but their uniqueness of the situation. First couple years, yeah, those kids have been together, you know. And so that's what it was really, really special of how they all sacrificed a little bit for each other in such a speed dating way.
Dejan in the second half, he came down the court and he was obviously wincing and hurting, and he went out for a little bit, but then he came back in the game. Can you talk a little bit about that?
I just asked him, you know, can you play or you can't? I mean, when he's out there, we're different. We want him. He's there for us, and wanted him to get some repetitions. You know, I felt like they were going to start pressing and doing those types of things. And so when you have other ball handlers out there, I thought that was really important. and he just impacts the game. He's a connector. He's glue. You know, he really gets everybody to play together. He allows Terrell to be off the ball, and he's, you know, so I was putting him in. But the biggest thing was, is in our whole conversation was about just make sure you're communicating with me, because your health is the most important thing. If you want to play, we'll put you in there, and you got to play. And he was great.
Hey, and I'm sure that every game is different, but have you shortened the lineup now, and it's just, you know, you know your guys that you want to go with, and these are the last run of games, and you're just going to ride these guys?
I've said it before, and you know me, I'm a gut guy. And so, a guy who's played really good for us is Langston, and he didn't get in the game tonight, but it just was one of those games. You know, felt they kept going small. You know, when they took Silva out, they went really small, and you're just trying to figure out how we can start getting some rhythm offensively. We decided to go small and match that rather than going big. So every day is going to be different. The great thing about Langston is Langston's a real confident player. And, he'll be ready for his opportunity. I thought Cole was great tonight in 10 minutes. He came in. He was really aggressive. He was confident. He had a good stretch. But our benches, they've all contributed in big ways in big games for us this year. And it could be any given night based on who we're playing and what we think and how their practices were.
Who's Nate Roberts? What's gone on with him the last two games? He had 10 offensive rebounds, 16 total, like 13 points.
You know what, Kim? He's starting to get, he's where he became really confident, which really helped us, was our interior defense. At the beginning of the year, it wasn't good, and last year it was god-awful. And he is really, when we started, winning in league, a lot of it was how he was anchoring the middle of the paint. Andre Kelly a couple times, played Colorado with Batty. We know how physical Batty is. He was great against Oregon State. And now you're starting to see, he always rebounded. He just really, he wasn't a confident finisher and stuff. And now you start seeing his confidence finishing around the basket, a pump fake. When you start pump faking and that, you're just really confident. And that's where I'm starting to see now offensive confidence. I'm seeing a guy that's like, I'm the best big guy on the floor confidence. And we need that. That's against Oregon. He got the ball out there. They denied like Arizona did. He took the ball and he drove Kepnang and made a layup. I mean, that's when you're comfortable, you're confident. And he's done that through hard work and Coach Jones working with him. And then our players, having really good guards, they do a lot of feeding. That's been a great thing, but he's been tremendous. You're right.
Is he at the point where you can run plays like he used to run for Noah and for?
He's definitely getting there with great position, and it gives us more balance. Against Oregon, we ran a couple plays when they went small to get him the ball, and he is not a good rebounder. He is an elite rebounder, elite. But that scoring thing is huge.
Yeah, I was watching your senior day, and one guy after another, there were like nine guys and stuff. Almost reminded me of a great high school team.
It was like senior night. Yeah. Hoosiers.
Yeah, exactly. I know you're still in season and you're going to finish this one, but would we think we might see some of those guys come back next year?
I believe so.
Okay.
Yeah.
I asked Bay, and he said, I'm not sure. And I said, even if Hopkins promises to make you the leading scorer because Brown's pretty good.
Yeah.
He thought that was funny,
but he. I'm surprised he didn't say, okay, let's sign a contract right now. No, you know what? Those guys, that's the greatest thing. I thought one of the great things that the NCAA is gave everybody the COVID year back. It's a great thing. And so a lot of teams, even this year, are capitalizing on it. We were able to with Terrell and Dejon. And we'll have talks at the end of the year in terms of where we're going and stuff like that. But those guys are just incredible kids. I was really cool to see the way the crowd, it's all about the appreciation of the fans and being able to win and then walking off and hearing the fans chanting their name and giving them the ovation was special. That was pretty special.
Hey, for the second straight game, the game turned late in that second half when you guys figured out something those last sort of 8 minutes, and you made that run, and then that was the game right there.
Yeah, yeah. And you know what? That was where we couldn't get a flow. We turned it over, I think, 8 or 9 times in the first 11 minutes. I think, you know, human nature set in a little bit. You know, your senior night, I played in it. I was crying like a baby before. There's emotions. You're figuring out where's your mom staying. Are they okay? Who's here? Who's in the crowd? And it was like, you know, I kind of had a feeling. I wish it didn't happen like that, but I just know how it is. But we were able to get through it. And we just kept, you know, we stayed right close. And it was like, hey, guys, listen, as soon as we just relax, we're kind of shooting ourselves in the foot right now. And start executing. And then we started getting some steals. We started getting in transition. Terrell was great. I mean, 12 for 14 from the field. Are you kidding me? And started getting to the basket. Started sharing and started hitting some shots. When we're in transition, that's when we're best. I felt like that we were getting into that. And then the start of the second half, I felt like we really executed our offense well. The sets in the half court, we executed, we found guys. Guys cut hard, we got some easy baskets, and I'm really, really proud of them.
Coach, you had a recruit here that's already signed, so you can talk about him, but I saw Keon Minifield was here.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about Keon.
Just a dynamic guard. He led EYBL in scoring last year. I was at a game, and he had like 25 in the second half against a team that we were recruiting, and he was just unstoppable. He could get in the paint. He was real confident. You see, he's really slight physically, but boy, he knows how to do it. When you start saying some of your favorite players that you idolize are Jamal Crawfords and Steph Curry's and those guys, it's that wiry movement, elite athlete, and just knows how to dance type of player. And we're really fortunate to have, you know, the season's so hard. You're on the road, you're coming back. And so, and I think, if I'm not mistaken, this might have been his first college basketball game he's ever attended. So it was exciting for him to actually see it. And he's here with his mother. And it was really exciting, you know, to have that crowd and to win and those types of things. I thought it was a lot of fun.
Just the mindset as you head into next week as well.
Mindset is, you know, preseason rating system, 5 out of 10, we were 5 and 5. Felt like we had a couple opportunities. We were, you know, COVID ran through us, 5 out of 10. Regular season, they picked us 13th and we won 11 games. And we're either going to come in fourth, tied for fourth, or... I think it's we're automatically going to be sixth in the tournament. So I would give us a high grade for that, and I told them that. We have shown incredible resiliency, toughness. We've gotten better. Having Dejan back, now we're at full strength. We're pretty good when we're at full strength. And now we get to enter the third part of the season. And winning 3 out of 4 and having positive momentum is everything. With that being said, you know, you got to go out there, and teams that are really good during this time are really good defensively, and I feel like we've had some really good moments. Phil, we stepped off the gas a little bit late in the second half, but for the most part, our defense has been pretty consistent and good. We're rebounding the ball better, and we're going to have to be that confident team where everybody contributes. You look at Oregon State's run last year in the Pac-12 tournament, they really defended well. They had a go-to guy. Jared Lucas was hot. When he got an open shot, it was automatic. Silva was, you know, could score in the post. And they started believing. And our guys' belief, winning 3 out of the last 4, played some of the top teams. And now we got to go and hopefully have a great run in Vegas.
Do you think at all, do you let yourself even consider the NIT at all yet, or is it just NCAA?
I can't wait to see who we play, first one, and let's win them all. You know what I mean? Let's just go one game at a time, and let's go win. Let's prepare. You know, the hay's already kind of in the barn in the sense of, you know, who we are and what we're about. And, you know, we'll have our scouting report. Now can you go out and execute it? And we've proven for a lot of games that we can. And I feel like we've gotten better. And it's, you know, that's, let's just go one at a time. Let's focus on that game. Let's lock in. Let's have great energy. You know, I'm a big energy guy. Like, how do we manage it? How do we maintain it? How do we have it? And major confidence and belief. And we'll have a chance to do it every game we play.
Masvidal or Covington?
Oh gosh, I met Masvidal. I went to the last Conor McGregor fight. I love UFC, and I met Masvidal. So I'm going for him tonight. I'm so excited.
Greek Jesus,
huh? He is the nicest, most humble human being. And I was like, wow, let's go. I'll send you guys a picture. It was awesome.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.